Mark, do we know the specifics behind the charges?
Specifics as lie unclear, but to your point about the violated or potentially violated sanctions on Iran, this could be part, or their rationale could be part of that investigation, but there's a lot of speculation and talk that this has more to do with the growing trade tensions between the U.S. and China.
You mean it might have been a political arrest?
It could have been political related, trying to use this as a trade chip of sorts. A negotiation tactic of sorts as part of the trade war, with the reasoning being the Iran sanctions violations, or it could just be because of the Iran sanctions violations. But clearly there's a lot of market volatility since yesterday globally because of fears of how this will impact the trade situation.
What kind of retaliation might we see from China?
You know, they could be try to put sanctions on Americans. They could try to get involved in placing tariffs because remember there was talk earlier on about, you know, China placing tariffs on goods coming from the United States exported from the U.S. to China, sort of a reversal of what the U.S. is doing. So there's a lot of potential possibilities here as well, but it looks like who's really going to be impacted in the end is Huawei as a company itself.
The European Union has moved to shield companies that trade with Iran. Is this a sign that the U.S. would target executives from those companies as well?
You know, I think this is very specific because of the trade war that's happening right now. And remember, Huawei, you know, to really simplify it, is basically like the Apple of China, right? That's the equivalent here. It's one of the most popular companies in China right now. People love the people who founded it. It's really core to society there. You see everyone using Huawei devices. So that's the equivalency right here. So this is a very unique situation.